Warning, this episode contains one of my least favorite words, and it's not Walmart. Listener discretion is advised.
Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida man-like, or things you have experienced where you encountered some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And this week, our email comes to us from our patron, JP.
Oh, my buddy.
And his
email, wait a minute.
His email says, this is the perfect story to make Phil read.
God damn it.
So you're going to read this one, buddy.
All right. This comes to us from the dailymail.co.uk. Seriously?
Yep.
Man's penis rots after he gets stuck in a metal pipe for 5 days.
After he gets it stuck in a metal pipe.
Does it really matter at that?
Oh, yeah. Because if you're stuck in a metal pipe.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Okay. But if your dick's stuck in a metal pipe, there's only one way that happens.
How in the hell? All right. Okay. Here we go. A Thai man's penis. You're going to make me say that, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Began to decay after he got it jammed in a metal pipe for 5 days and only sought medical attention after the pain became unbearable. The 21-year-old placed his penis in a sock and then put it into a metal cylinder and had sex with it last week.
Inside the sock.
After climax, the tip had swollen so much the blood couldn't flow back, and he was stuck inside the makeshift sack. He made a fleshlight?
Yep. Out of a metal pipe
and a sock. Wow.
You use what you got.
Wow. He wandered around the house for 5 days in extreme pain while trying a variety of lubricants to free himself from the jam.
Oh, did he try jam?
No, he didn't try jam. The unidentified man eventually dragged himself to a hospital in Bangkok, Thailand, and explained the situation to doctors on Sunday night. You would think
doctors in Bangkok,
yeah,
would know how to knock your dick right out of the metal pipe.
But can you imagine it? Yeah, y'all got to come. You did what? And you got what? Where? All right, yo, hang on. Paging Dr. Thomas, paging everyone to the ER now. He had used the industrial equipment to masturbate twice before. But this time, after experimenting with a sock, oh dear God, he used it raw last time? He climaxed and could not remove himself. So this was the first time with the sock. So what did he use the last time?
Does not say, but apparently the sock was just a little bit too thick.
He had endured the pain for 5 days with his penis rotting inside the contraption before he summoned up the strength to call for help. Volunteer rescue workers then took him to the hospital.
How'd you like to be on that call?
And there is no way in hell I am reading this. We're going to get this right. The paramedic said that they spent three.
You want me to try it?
Go ahead.
Akachai Bupathum.
Good job, Joel. And they spent 3 hours cutting the metal from the man's pecker, but wasted 25 blades slicing through it.
Were they really wasted, though?
What the hell were they? What kind of? Oh my God! They said when I first saw his penis, it was already swollen. Well, I know that. The bolt and nuts he put on. The bolt and nuts he put on were 3 millimeters thick, and we had to cut them open with a small blade.
So he ribbed it for his pleasure by putting bolts in it?
Well, not 3 millimeters. That's a pretty small hole.
Well, I mean, 3 millimeters, the nut, if it was down in, or the head of the bolt.
We used 25 blades and spent more than 3 hours on the operation. The man had been experimenting with adding a black sock to his sex toy.
He had jungle fever.
But this was one of the reasons that it was stuck. Dr. Citria, the doctor, said...
Citra Likasakul.
Good job. The doctor said the man could have lost his penis as the skin had rotted so badly the tissue inside was visible.
Mm.
He said it's very dangerous to have his pecker stuck in the situation for 3 hours, let alone 5 days.
If it lasts more than 4 hours, you should call your doctor, according to...
That's what they say. His Johnson was stuck because when it was erect in the bolt, the cavities filled with blood. But afterwards, the blood could return and stayed in the glands at the top of his pecker. The organ then began to rot. Being stuck like this for just 3 hours could cause someone to lose their manhood, but this man was stuck for 5 days. I'm still shocked he survived. And JP, I hate you.
I don't, JP. Keep sending them in, buddy.
Is there visuals? Not that I want to see. I just want to, what did the contraption look like that had bolts on it? I'm thinking he just had a metal rod.
It was a metal pipe.
And he had
bolts that they had to kill 25 blades cutting them off. And
they're using bad blades or something, because we went through a ton of those with one today. So I don't, what, not, we were cutting metal. But
I was going to say, what pipe did you get?
I don't want to talk about it. You know what the bad thing is? I want to know how big the pipe was.
I mean,
are we talking like 1-inch conduit? Are we talking 3/4 conduit? Are we talking, what are we talking about here? So what have we learned from this? Maybe next time he should use
spring for the $80 or whatever it costs for the fleshlight.
Well, I was thinking go plastic PVC, you know, instead of conduit.
You can at least, you know, if you really need to, you can cut that with a knife if you.
Yeah. Which is great while wrapped around your manhood.
Well, you're going to take care.
So what? Yeah. So I think, yeah, lubricant.
Yes.
And PVC next time.
And no sock.
No. Well, you got to have what, pantyhose? You got to have something on there. It's going, unless you're going to smooth them. Like, I don't, I'm so confused.
Ziploc bag. It's maybe thin.
That's our listener quickie story for this week. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show that anywhere rivals this dumbass, please send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a metal pipe with a sock lining.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. Dear God. The only word that comes to mind right now is,
ow,
damn. Damn.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man, Florida Man. A dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020 Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.